Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back to Holy Stokes, where we stoke the fire of God's presence in our homes. I'm Brother Larry, and this week we grip the hand of mercy because forgiveness is the handshake of heaven. This is our third week, guys, and I encourage you to like and to share this message with whomever you believe truly needs it. And also, we're grateful, of course, to the Lord for His presence, guidance through the Holy Spirit, and of course, His Word. I also want to thank those of you that have taken the time to listen to this podcast and pray that this is a blessing for you and your family. So, I thirdly ask you to please continue to pray for our country. And it's been a doozy. And may God's will be done. Amen. 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 The last 2 weeks, we focused on the heart, you know, with love. And this week, our symbol on your cover there, on your phone, is the two hands shaking in the crest on your screen. Because forgiveness is not just release, it's restoration. It's the covenant that says, I won't hold this against you because Christ didn't hold it against me. Yeah, thank God, ain't that something? Ephesians 4:32 reads, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Come on. See, Paul's words in this verse are not casual. They're covenantal. He calls us to be kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving, not based on our emotions, guys, but on Christ's example, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you, which the Word says. See, this verse places forgiveness in the shadow of the cross. It's not earned. It's extended. Neither is it a transaction. It's transformation. Forgiveness is a spiritual release that breaks generational chains and invites healing into the home. And thank God for that, because we all need it. Amen? Amen. Hey, Pastor Gregory M. Bentley of Bayshore Church teaches, forgiveness is a choice that opens the door to freedom. It doesn't erase the past. It redeems it. And that it also, it's also the calling of all followers of Christ. Not just for one offense, but for an essential virtue we carry at all times. Amen? Amen. Man, his teaching reminds us that forgiveness is not a transaction, it's transformation. It's not about keeping score, it's about losing count. Amen? Yeah, as I was preparing for this and studying and praying about it, it reminded me about when I was younger. You know? Man, when my neighbors would play street ball, y'all know what I'm talking about. I always ended up crying due to when I received the ball, these guys, what they would do, they would always have the biggest guy tackle me on the, you know, that little patch of grass in between the curb and the sidewalk. And he pounded me. He would lift me up, pick me up, and pound me. Of course, I was about 11, 12 years old. And, you know, but when I got older, the crazy part about it was that I became a little tougher because they made me tougher, right? And they didn't even want me to tackle them at all. And not even in the grass when we played tackle football in our yards, because they said, hey, man, we got to take care of ourselves. And, you know, you can't hurt us, man. We can't get hurt. See, at that moment, I knew that I had created an anger. And I wanted revenge so bad. So bad, man. I'm telling you. And some of y'all probably felt that. And then one day, as I was older, this manager from a company that I worked for, and man, he got mad at me. And you want to know what he got mad at me for? For working hard. I made everybody else look bad. They had a certain quota, but guess what? I would meet the quota twice as fast, and he got mad because, hey, man, slow down. And I've had that issue all my life. See, I never argued back or paid any attention to the cussing and, you know, him trying to make me look bad as well in front of others. So I let my work speak for me. See, I'm not going to lie. This guy really was getting on my nerves. And I was building that revenge anger again. See, one day, it was on a Sunday, we would play tackle football at Jefferson High School. And we were playing football that one Sunday. And he had talked to the guys and stuff like that to give him the ball. He was going to come right through and go right at me, right? So he got the ball, and they gave it to him, and he was running down, and everybody just split apart like the Red Sea, right? And I was like, uh-oh, here he comes. I got him. So I went right at him. He met me, right? And when he met me, I just went off, man. I tell you, I all that anger that had built up, man, I just went at him, tackled him, and guess what? We heard the crack. As a result, his leg broke. And let me tell you something. It was a hard time for me when he came back after being hurt and walking in crutches and so on and so forth. Bottom line, the key is revenge doesn't work in life. For neither party, someone always gets hurt. It's always better to address the situation instead of letting anger take control. You got to talk about it. Amen? See, in the home, this means letting go of all them silent grudges. You know, when you don't like something, you're under your breath, or you don't say nothing at all. Maybe your spouse looks at you because they know that it's getting under your skin. There are unspoken wounds that we have. And you know, repeated offenses. Probably that one person that continues to do it all the time, right? See, it means that saying that what we got to do really is, hey, you don't owe me anymore because Christ paid the debt in full. Forgiveness, and understand that forgiveness is not forgetting, it's releasing. And when families forgive one another, they become living testimonies of the gospel. Yes, living testimonies. You're able to share what God did for you and for your family in the midst of trouble, in the midst of forgiveness, in the midst of when you were at your wit's end, with whether it's you, your spouse, your child, you know, you just didn't give in. First thing that you have to do is what? Get into prayer. Regardless of when we read the Word of God continues to say it again and again and again. Anytime people faced the worst times of their lives, first thing they did, they dropped to the knees and get in prayer. See, Paul's command in Ephesians 4:32 is not a suggestion. It's a spiritual imperative. Forgiveness is framed by kindness and tenderheartedness, right? But both are fruits of the Spirit. And the standard isn't human, it's divine. Even as God, Christ, forgave you and me. See, forgiveness is the language of heaven. It's how God speaks to us through the cross. And it's how we're called to speak to one another in our homes. Whew! Many times I believe that I remember needing this kind of word. Yeah, you know, if you got kids, hey, you get offended just about almost every day. They tend to do something, right? You know, we try to raise little angels, but hello, little angels with little horns every once in a while, right? And they try to come out. Anyway, where forgiveness flows freely in home, bitterness loses its grip, guys. Legacy is no longer shaped by wounds, but by mercy. And salvation becomes visible in how we release one another. And believe me, more homes, by way of what's been happening in this country, in this world, we know that's true. See, in your home, if your home has been carrying silent wounds, unspoken offenses, and lingering tension, this is your moment to let those things go. See, us as parents need to speak forgiveness over our children. Children need to release the parents from past pain. Because, hey, parenting doesn't come with no instructions, right? That's right. And spouses, wow. Hello. Let mercy flow between you. Never forget that there's three in a marriage. Right? Yes. Your husband, your wife, your husband. But in the center is Christ. Christ-centered marriages. See, if you've never received the forgiveness of Jesus, today is your day, guys. You got to say, Jesus, I received your mercy. I release the weight that I've carried. Make me new, Father. See, this is not an altar as we believe, right? Isn't built by bricks. It's built with surrender, guys. It's a heavenly altar. I've said it again and again throughout these last couple of weeks. See, right where you are, let heaven meet your hearts. Amen? Oh, my God. Whew. Man, this is very... it means so much to me here. Let's pray, guys. Lord Jesus, you forgave us when we were so guilty, Father. You released us when we were bound. Teach us to forgive one another, not just with words, but with hearts, with our loving hearts, as you loved us, Lord. See, break the chains of bitterness in our homes, Father. Heal the wounds we've buried. Let mercy flow like a river through every single room of our house. Make our homes places of grace where forgiveness is not rare, but regular. Let restoration, oh my Lord, be our rhythm, and salvation be our legacy, Father. Amen and amen. So guys, if your home has been holding onto hurt, today's the day for forgiveness, guys. Ask the Lord to forgive, release, and guess what? You shall restore your home through the power of the Holy Spirit. See, one more time, if you've never received the forgiveness of Christ, say it loud. Lord, forgive me. Make me new, Father. Amen? Yeah. And Lord, teach us to forgive as you forgave us. Let our homes be places of mercy, not memory. Let every handshake be a covenant of grace. Amen. Woo, my Lord. So guys, this week, forgive daily. Speak it, write it, live it. Let your home be a sanctuary of mercy. And until next week, next Monday, we'll explore peace, be at peace with one another, and how reconciliation builds bridges across generations. Because that's what we want to fulfill. Generational destiny. So until then, guys.